But you've got this, Grace, and I'm sure that you're going to do well. I'll listen for the clear and concise questionings. I'll look to hear if those questions help to evoke something in the client that will provide them with some sort of learning and growth in the experience. So I'm going to shut my camera off. I'm going to let you go ahead and connect with Helen, and I'll see you in a few minutes.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi, Helen.
Hi, Grace.
How are you doing today?
I'm also nervous. I'm coaching in the second session.
Okay, all right. So we're in it together. We've got it together. We can do this. Yeah. Well, and I'm super excited. Thank you for the honor to be here today with you, right, in this coaching session. So do you have in mind what you might want to walk away with by the end of our 20 minutes together today?
Yeah, so I think I'm trying to think of a number of different things that I wanted to work on. But one of the things I think is I'm finding myself procrastinating on clearing my workspace. And so what I would love to walk away with is either understanding the pattern that's getting in the way for me clearing it, or maybe it's a plan for how to get the books under control. The books and the pandemic. We were so busy during the pandemic that I just was like client, program. And if I shifted my screen this way, you would see a desk that has a few stacks of things on, and it just doesn't feel, my desk is relatively clear, but that side of the office is not. And every time I come in, I'm like, oh.
All right. So I think what I'm hearing is whether it may be exploring the pattern, or it could be putting a plan together to kind of take care of it. Mm-hmm. So if we were able to either explore that pattern or put a plan together, what would that do for you?
Well, I think it would maybe, my hope is it would bring some energy into being able to actually make a shift. So clear my office so it really reflects how I want it to look versus it feeling a little bit busy and cluttered.
Okay. So you want it to reflect how you want it to be, right?
Yes. I mean, I work really hard to be really calm and present with clients. And I think it helps to have a space that reflects that too.
Okay. So that if we were able to do this, then we would be able to, it would impact potentially your, how you show up with clients. Is that what you're saying?
Definitely how I feel coming into the office. I wouldn't feel so, I don't know, there are so many different things that I could just close out and it would clear the space. And so I think it would just be an opening almost, almost a freeing.
Okay. All right. So you talked about the pattern or the plan that gives us a couple of different avenues to go into. Mm-hmm. Which direction would you like to head?
Well, I'm quite a planner, so I think that perhaps it's the pattern. It's what's getting in the way of me doing it, because, on Myers-Briggs, I couldn't be more J. You know, I'm linear. I get things organized. I do it all. So I suspect there's something that's getting in the way of me doing it.
Okay. All right. So we'll look towards the pattern then. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. All right. So something getting in the way. Tell me a little bit about that. You suspect something might be getting in the way, preventing you from just, hey, I'm just going to organize this and have it cleared out.
I think it's, it could be a number of things, actually. One of the things I have, I'm a big reader and I love to learn. So I have a lot of books, and over the pandemic, I got even more. And so one of the things I want to do is actually put more bookcases behind me to actually organize those books. So I'm a little stuck because I'm thinking, well, if I organize them, but I don't have a place to put them, it's sort of chicken or egg. There's that element. But there are also lots of, I'm looking over there. there are also things, program files where I had lots of notes that I need to do something with, either, shred them, or for the important pieces I need to keep, sort of really file those very well. And that could be done a lot better. That would clear that desk. There are some things like I don't travel anymore for work. There are things like I have flip charts and large wall charts rolled up in the corner, which is like, why do I have them there? I'm not going to use those anymore. So there are some things, I think there are just lots of moving parts here. There are some that could just be clearly organized. And then also I think it's maybe the energy to do it, because I think giving myself space to say, or even chunk it down and say, okay, so like the other week I did the whole top row of that bookshelf. So there are only books that I want to keep that I know exactly what's on that top, you know, then maybe when would I do the second shelf? And maybe, so there's, I tend to kind of go hell for leather. So I, you know, and then all of a sudden everything's out and then I don't have the energy to put it back. So I think there are a number of things at play here.
Well, with all of these moving pieces and then just the sheer energy, and I'm wondering if there's an opportunity here to leverage your planning, the planning piece, because we went from the planning to the pattern, right?
Yeah.
Is there anything that you could leverage with the planning that might help you with this pattern and the energy mm-hmm. that you need to get this done?
Mm-hmm. That's a really great question. There is a connection. And I think I just had this little light bulb moment go off, which is when you repeat it back, energy as well, which is right now, my son plays college baseball. So every weekend we're trying to go and see the doubleheaders. So my weekends are now one day instead of 2 days, right? Because we're sort of on the road. And then I'm wondering if the planning of it is, so when you said planning, I was like, yes, when would I do that? Because, you know, it's Easter this weekend and then next weekend, you know, and we're doing the games on Saturday and the next weekend there are doubleheaders on both days. And I'm thinking, oh, there's no space right now. So I had this expectation of myself to do it. And I actually don't have the space to do it. So how do I create that space?
Okay.
Or the time that I do have to do it, I could do it in an evening, but I really don't have the energy for it at that point. And at that point, I want to be out of the office because I, you know, working from home, you can spend a lot of time in your office. So at that point, I want to be able to, sort of walk across the threshold of the office and enter my home.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well then, okay. So you mentioned, okay, right now, I have this expectation of myself
yes.
that I should be getting it done,
should.
But I don't have the time.
I am shooting all over myself.
Right. And it sounds a little bit like there's a, you've set up like in the evenings, there's some boundaries there. Mm-hmm. So you're like, well, how do I create space? But really, isn't that the direction you want to go in? Right. It kind of sounds maybe not like you want to keep your space after work sacred.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So with those perspectives, What do you think, how do you think about what you consider to be this pattern of not getting this done right now?
Yes, it's a cycle of, in my head, I think I'm telling myself I'm procrastinating, so there's some judgment about it. When actually, as we're talking about it, I'm realizing that there may not actually be the space or the energy to do it the way that I would ultimately plan to do it. So with that, then the question is, when would I plan to do it? And what could that look like? When will I have more space? Because I'm thinking about it, and I did do a fair bit of clearing right at the beginning of the year, and it felt so good. And we donated lots of stuff, and it just felt really good. But that was before the baseball season started. That was when we were still fairly locked down. So it was like, what else are we going to do? Mm-hmm. So I think I'm wondering if, so I can stop judging and shooting on myself and actually think about, when might I create the space, and when might I have the energy with that space to do the work that I actually think ultimately will bring me more energy, because it'll feel so much nicer walking into my office when there are not, you know, stacks of books that I'm walking past, and some files that need to be shredded, some files that need to be cleared through, and you know,
right,
that kind of thing.
Okay. Well, so the stop judging, and then kind of look at when and how can I go about it at the right time with the right energy, mm-hmm, in the right space. Mm-hmm. Is this the direction that you would like to go in right now? Like, do you want to explore that a little bit?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. We have a little bit of time left. I could do that. Okay. So you said stop judging, and then win in energy. Okay. So there's a few pieces here, a few moving pieces to this one. Talk to me about the judging. Would you like to start there?
Yes. It's, I think that, it's so easy for us to judge ourselves, isn't it? And I think I'm a usually very organized person, and yet my office is not looking as organized as I would like it to look. So then I make it mean that, you know, the judge part of me says, well, look at you, like, how, you know, consider yourself an organized person, and, you know, look, you've got stacks of books everywhere. What is that about? Or, so that's where the judge comes in. It's not a very kind voice.
Right, right. And given, so if we flip the lens that you mentioned, like, wait a second, I'm in this season right now where I am not, I don't necessarily have the same time I did at the beginning when we were locked down and couldn't go anywhere. You know, what does that shift for you if you throw that lens up and look at it through that, if anything?
Yes, it's the thing that I frequently lean into, especially as a person with an autoimmune disorder. So energy is, you know, I never know if I'm going to have it and when I'm going to have it. So I sort of put my hand on my heart, and it's just a sign of compassion for me. Sometimes I'll just say, oh, honey, you know, and just sort of show myself some kindness in it. You know, actually, it's pretty amazing that you still manage a full-time job and all the other things that you're doing. And I get that there are some things that you want to make more aesthetically pleasing in your office.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it, I love this.
Yeah.
I have autoimmune stuff. So I get that. So given that, in terms of the win and having energy and knowing, like, you've done a little piece, you've done the top shelf, mm-hmm. right? So, but it's at the same time, having that compassion, mm-hmm. how do you come up with the right combination of that for you that mm-hmm. would make you feel like, because you talked at the beginning, like, if I could just get this done, mm-hmm. I would feel just so much better, so much at, you know, just so much clearer, like the organized person I feel like I am.
Yeah. I think it's another great question. I think that it's this right now, and I need to do this. And what happens when I start something, I just want to keep going. And then I get to a point where I'm exhausted. And so I wonder if it's something to do with the discipline of an agreement on which piece I'm going to do, and then it stops there, even if I have energy to do more. So it's a shelf. If I want to do two shelves, it's not two shelves that day, it's still one shelf. Or the top of that desk, or organizing the box for shredding.
How does that feel?
Well, the achiever in me feels annoyed by that, but the realist in me thinks, yes, I think I'll get far more done if I baby step it or turtle step it versus if it just stays there because I feel like I need to do it all. I mean, maybe it's even not even a shelf at a time. Maybe it's an hour, right? Maybe if I just start with an hour a week, what would I do with that hour? I think that might be it, because then I'll be more disciplined about, you know, because you take these shelves apart and it's like, oh, there's the baby pictures, and oh, look, there's the scrapbook I was going to make, and there's the, and then before you know it, mm-hmm. you've got into, you know, it's like this again. Versus right. if it's an hour, it's like, okay, so when I have another hour, I'm going to look at that. But right now, where does this belong?
Okay.
So it's some discipline around it that then really protects my energy so I don't overdo it.
And do you feel like that's
the thing, overdoing
it? Overdoing it?
Yeah.
Do you feel like by applying this that you would be able to take that next step? Make some headway in your own mind and in your own sense of peace,
yes.
as you move forward?
Yeah, I think I will. Because I was doing it by task versus by time. And there's something about a shift in by time that feels a little bit better to me. Like, it doesn't matter if it's not perfect at the end of that time. I will have made a little shift.
You would. Okay, like a little shift, a little progress. Like yeah. you've done mm-hmm. something. But yeah. not necessarily confined to a whole big piece.
Yes.
You chunked it down, as yes. your words earlier, you've chunked yeah. it down. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we have a couple minutes here to wrap up. And I'm curious, you know, from where we started, how do you feel where we've ended up right now? Do you feel like we've gotten any closer to helping you gain some clarity in the next step?
Yes. Actually, I thought there was a sort of a lame example to bring, but I was struggling as what to bring today. But actually, I have real clarity, because I think it's that judgy part of me that is getting in my way. I think it's the thing that I need to outline a task versus actually just a period of time and see what I get done in that time. And I think it's the desire to still manage my self-care and amongst it. Mm. So not, you know, it's sort of do no harm in the clearing of the office.
Right. And just finding that right combination is like a little yeah. bit of a recipe to yeah. do so that the next day we can get up to do it again.
Yes,
you know, exactly. Until, okay, all right. In terms of next steps for you, do you Do you feel like this is something that you want to try to implement, or do you feel like you need anything to be able to implement?
I think this insight's going to stay with me, and being that it's Easter weekend, I think that what I'd like to do is revisit with myself on Monday and block an hour that week. When if all I do is plan for that hour, then, but I think that I can do an hour a week. And then, you know, at the end of the day, if I don't do anything, nothing gets done. But if I do an hour a week, I think I'll have it knocked into shape in no time.
Okay. Once we prepare to close the session, is there anything else you need or want to bring to the table?
No, thank you so much. That was really lovely. You tracked right with me and you could see the connection between the two pieces, the pattern and the planner. And I love how you wove those together. And I got a lot out of today. Thank you, Grace.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for the opportunity, Helen. I appreciate it. Thank you for sticking with me.
Thank you for coaching me so well.
Sorry, I'm a little slow on my mouse pad this morning. Thank goodness for one of these little mobile things. I can move it around. And we all survived. Woo.
Yeah. Wow. Man, I'm like done for the day. But I'm not done for the day.
Not really. No. Yeah. So, Grace, how do you think the session went?
I think in some ways it went well. I think that I tried to stay with Helen. I really just focused on her. And it's so easy because she's so lovely and she has this energy and it's just like, oh, let's just like somebody I've known forever. Let's just have a conversation, right? And I think in terms of getting a clear agreement, potentially I could have done a little better there. Maybe explored what that pattern, you know, how to unpack that, right? What that pattern might look like, or like what success in identifying that pattern would look like. I believe evokes awareness. I felt like she had some awareness there a few times. And then in the learning piece as well, I think a couple times I stacked questions, which at the end, yeah, particularly. And I think I got so focused in trying to align to the PCC markers in section 8 that I stumbled over myself at the end. So I apologize, Helen. But overall, I'm growing.
Yeah. Well, I think that when you started the session and as you moved throughout the session, it was really evident that you are a compassionate person who listens deeply to what the client is talking about, and you'd really try to get clear about how this is, whatever it is they're bringing into the session, is how is that impacting them. And I thought that was really evident in the way that you sort of started the session, and as you began to ask questions, you were generally concerned about Helen and wanting to support her in this idea. I thought you did a great job of setting the agreement, and as the session went on, I think you did a really great job of clarifying that agreement and almost recontracting with her about 3/4 of the way through. When we have some time left, you reframed what you had already covered, what she had already sort of had insight around, and how else might we use the rest of our time? And that, I think that was sort of a recontracting, so to speak, in the session. And I thought that was really beautiful. The only thing I would say is at the beginning of our time, you had mentioned that you were following the PCC markers. You just finished that training. And one of the things you want to make sure you're doing is providing that learning and growth, that competency. You wanted to practice that. One suggestion that I might add is she gave you several nuggets along the way, and maybe it was intentional that, and please excuse me if it was, I was thinking it might've been intentional just on the time frame that we have in this particular practice. But there were times when she talked about energy. Energy came up and up and up. Might have been interesting to explore what that actually represents for her, how that gets played out in her life, and how that is then in conflict with this stack, this thing she kept looking at. You know, she keeps looking at, I'm actually now looking at my stack and thinking I need a to-do list. But that was one place that I thought maybe there might have been an opportunity to explore the meaning to her of some of these words that we sort of took our own understanding of. But I thought you did a fantastic job. There was this point in the session where you actually circled back to pattern. So I think intuitively as a coach, you knew you had her kind of in this doing mindset and you wanted to get back into what is that pattern? What is in your way? And I thought you just did a beautiful job of circling back to that, you know, through the session. And that's where the judging and the shoulding piece of her insight came from. You used a great metaphor. You brought in a great metaphor, this idea of the shelf, one shelf of it at a time. And what that did for her is to really shift her perspective into saying, instead of it being a shelf, I think it could be time. Instead of looking at it physically, I could just look at it from I'm going to do this much in this amount of time. I think that was the tremendous shift that Helen had. It'll be interesting to hear what she has to say about it. And then you just have a really gentle way of closing out your coaching session, making sure that the client had everything they needed. You really were looking to shift her perspective and protect her self-care at the same time. So yeah, that's what I observed, Grace. I thought it was great coaching, and Helen is a great client. And I think that's all I have, Sherry.
Thank you, Brenda, for sharing all of that. And if I can make a point here that to something you said, I think I recognize a bias for myself in there with Helen, because yeah. I knew she had the autoimmune and the energy. Yeah. And there was an assumption there on my part that I already understood.
Yes. Yes.
And I don't. And so it was a bias there. So thank you for pointing that out. Thank you.
Yeah. Reasonable enough. Again, coaches are humans too. That's what I say. But as we're in the session, it really, I think, the more we go and the more we recognize those biases that come up, you know, finding ways to sort of calm ourselves internally as we're in the coaching session to remain objective. It's probably important. So
well said.
Thank you, Grace. Thank you very much. Thank you, Helen.
Okay. Nice job, Brenda. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. How was it for you to mentor Grace?
Well, Grace is a fantastic coach, and I knew that there wouldn't be a lot of probably real large things that we were going to need to tackle. So I did try to listen closely to the places that where I thought we could have gone deeper and just bring those forward to her. I have to say it. This is another big shift for me. When I left my corporate job in talent development and then went into coaching, that was a big shift out of sort of advising training to coaching. And I'm finding at times the shift from coaching to mentoring colleagues, also another one of those shifts. It's some sort of, I don't know, weird anomaly where I have such great respect for all of the coaches in this room that it's difficult to sometimes bring that feedback in places that I see we might do it different. And I try to balance that out between, well, you know, that was really Grace's choice in her coaching session and to remain objective to that. So it's this struggle of remaining objective, it's the struggle of providing feedback. It's the age-old leadership things. So
okay. Yep.
That's my honest truth.
Good. Yeah. Thank you, Brenda. And you know, it gets easier. You'll find your own rhythm, you'll find a flow and comfortability with it as you do more of it, just like anything, right? Yeah. Just like anything that's new and any process that we might take on as something new. So, and obviously you know that. Yeah.
Yeah. You want it to be meaningful for the other person, and you want, just like we want with our clients, you want to just share something with them that they can walk away with and reflect and perhaps maybe integrate into their behaviors. And so it's the same thing here. Yeah. You just want it to be meaningful and not to be received harshly.
Yeah. So so well done, like I say, really well done. And I think that you were talking about wanting to tee it up really well with Grace. And I think you did a great job with that, making sure to ask her what she wanted you to listen for. She identified those areas. So you gave her time to do that. I think you did a really good job with that. It was very complete. After the coaching, you started with her, always the good choice, asking her, how do you think it went? And she was able to tell you, give you some really good reflections, immediate reflections on how she had conducted the coaching. You acknowledged her for the agreement, which was a specific area, and also for clarifying that and recontracting. So you made sure to note that. And then you mentioned the PCC markers that she had mentioned that she wanted to be focusing on learning and growth. And you had a suggestion about following the energy or the word energy, maybe an opportunity to explore there. I thought you did that well, the way you brought that up. The one thing I might offer to you, Brenda, is after you've gone through that, ask her, what does she think?
Oh, yeah.
And by doing that, it's going to be easier for you to transition from this, that what you were just talking about, how do I make it meaningful, but still, not be, to have you be comfortable with giving that kind of feedback. So in other words, I heard after that too, a little bit of a download of what you are hearing rather than being more conversational.
Okay.
So that would be what I would say, is that remember that it all comes through, the medium is the message, So as you engage with her, and this is what you're wanting to be doing, that's what I was hearing you say, you want to make sure it's conversational. So asking her, what do you think about that suggestion about the energy exploration?
Yes, that's
have it be a dialogue, have it be a back and forth.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I think that's brilliant, and wished I had done it, because that is brilliant. I will write a note about that, because I think that's critically important for the coach to own what's happening in the mentoring, if I gather that correctly.
Yeah. Yes.
It's not so much about, it's just as we do with our coaching clients, is we want them to own it, the idea, it's their idea. And so that would have been better to sort of lay that out for Grace and let Grace decide if that was something she wanted to own or not. So point well taken. Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
And I think it's great to bring it up. I thought you did a great job noticing that as an opportunity for a growth in her coaching. Yes. So I think it was perfect that you brought that up to discuss, but again, make it a dialogue and not just a download. Yeah. Dialogue versus download. There's a little,
there we go. I will.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I think you acknowledged her well. You made sure to talk about her compassion, her gentle way. And so it was not just not only the strict competencies, but also what you really observed and experienced with Grace's style of coaching and who she is as a coach. And those are important pieces also. Yeah. So my only other little note for you then might be at the end to ask her what she's taking away from the mentoring.
Yes. Okay. Fair enough.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Anything else that comes up in your mind that you'd want to talk with me about before we complete our little session here?
Yeah. I'm just looking at my notes and I think I think you've just provided me with some really great things to augment in what I already had in my mind as this session structure. Uh-huh. Not that I want to follow a checklist of things, but right. But just to have my own mojo, I guess, around making sure that I'm helping the coach reflect on their coaching practice in a way that's going to be meaningful. That's really what I want to do. And mm-hmm. I think what you've pointed out here will really help me do that. Dialogue versus download will be on a post-it note later. I just want you to know it'll hang from my monitor. So thank you for that.
Okay.
I think that was great. Thank you.
Okay. Any other, you've just sort of, I feel like identified your takeaways. Anything else you're taking away from this, Brenda?
Yeah. And also to augment into this mentor coaching practice, the same thing I do with clients is when we conclude the session, how did we do, or mm-hmm. what are you walking away with? What feels different for you? What will be different for you tomorrow? That sort of question.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great. Great. Thank you very much. Really nice work. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's bring Grace in for a minute. Just Grace, how was that for you to be mentored by Brenda? What feedback might you have?
A phenomenal experience because she prepped me, like, in the sense that she made me feel so safe, right? I think that was what it was, that it was safe, it was okay. I know I'm not perfect, but she's like, just the way that she went about it just made me feel like I was able to just focus on Helen and be like, okay, all right, here we go. So I really appreciated just like kind of in the coaching, how she just, I said, what did you think? Right. And I got to download all of that. And I loved how she brought out the opportunity for improvement, and something that, because it kicked something, like I just picked something up there that I have to put on a sticky note now is to watch my bias as a highly empathetic person. Right. Yeah. So I just have to be careful with that. And, so I really appreciated that. I think the whole time I felt safe and that I had an opportunity to grow. And it was just like a great cultivating experience, right?
Good. Thank you, Grace. Yeah.
Thank you, Grace. That's wonderful. Thank you.
And thanks for your great coaching too.
Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you to Helen.
Thank you. Both of you, that was really amazing. Brenda, I could just see Grace settle as you started the session. And Grace, you are really, really wonderful. And you picked up on so much nuance. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let's bring John and Berlinda back so we can all be together. All right. Excellent. All right. So any comments from the observers, the two observers, John and Merlinda, about the mentoring? What did you notice?
Merlinda, do you want to go first or do you want me to go first? Do you want me to go first?
You're on mute, Merlinda. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Brenda, as you started off, I was obviously observing, but in some ways I was picturing myself being your client as a coach. And I would come to you. I think what you displayed, while connecting with Grace and putting her at ease, I think you have a great authority and presence. The heart really came through also in your own reflection when you were talking about love the coach's choice. By the way, it's my own learning as well, and wanting it to be meaningful for the client. And, there's not much for me to add. A lot of things has been said. I'm just processing myself, and I offer that for reflection to the space here is, starting, how would it impact the conversation in the debrief, starting on, inviting Grace, how was this experience? And then you tend to get the whole download, which then, it can go into so many different directions, but starting that dialogue while just you know, picking up what Grace wanted to focus on, you know, how did that go? And then I'm sure that there's some stuff coming up and where you can then branch out. But this is just my own reflection, and I don't know how much sense that makes.
It does. There was one note that I made about her cadence, and I didn't bring that forward. I totally get what you're saying about all the places you could branch out from the download from the coach. And I heard Jamie in my head, though, to say, pick one or two things, and you can't bring out everything. And so I did make a choice not to cover a couple of those things, but yeah. Grace is such a good coach. It's so easy. And Helen's a great client. So they made it quite easy to follow the program.
Great learning for me, by the way, from all of you guys.
Thank you, John. Wonderful.
I'm really noticing the sort of warmth when everyone is either coaching or mentoring, and that it's not only warmth, it's that space that you've created and everyone's style of mentoring or coaching coming in that. I think there's something to take away from everyone and how that sort of creates that environment for learning and development. Mm-hmm. Yeah, trying to put words to each person, maybe a bit more detail into that. Yeah.
I think that's why it's so fun to hang out with coaches. I don't know how you feel, but you hang out with coaches, you just end up feeling heard somehow.
Love. That's a good one. Yeah, so it's heard. There's lots of little pieces there in the style as well, and how everyone does it, creating that space. It's really interesting.
Yeah. Great. Thanks, Merlinda. Okay. Wonderful. Really good. Great coaching. Great mentoring. Moving along, and it is so much about, you know, there's that idea that. Who we are is how we coach. And I really do believe that. And who we are is how we mentor. So we bring our own unique selves to coaching and to mentoring. And that's I just love my work as a mentor, because to really engage with somebody on that level over a span of sessions, to really get to know somebody and celebrate their greatness, their uniqueness as a coach. And then what are the opportunities? Where do they want to grow? What are things things that I might see to point out? And just to have that connection, as you were saying, you know, the connection and the relationship relationships we get to have as coaches and mentors, really special, very, very special. So lucky. All right. I'm going to let Jamie know that we're ready to come back, unless there's any other comments or questions before we do that. No? Okay. All right. I'm going to let her know we are ready, and then we'll see how they're doing.
Sherry, just may I add something? Or it really resonated what you said just before, who you are is how you coach.
Yeah.
I guess my own learning in this, I think my real learning in this whole shebang is really mentoring, is tying into appreciating the person and the way they coach. And you picked up on that, Brenda, as well in your reflection, but that is my big takeaway. And that frees me in my own coaching as well.
Yeah. Thank goodness we don't all sound the same, right? Yes, I think that is very freeing. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, we can still be demonstrating the competencies and doing all of that within our own unique styles. Yeah, and when we get to do that, then it becomes easy. Then coaching becomes really this collaboration, this partnership, this, you know, quality of connecting with another wonderful human being. Yeah. Okay, I think she's inviting us back. Yes? Okay. Okay, here we are. Fantastic. All right. Can't see. There's Martha and Rainbow. There you are. Great. Okay, good. So for this triad, as Jamie said, we have Patricia. You are the mentor today, and Helen is coaching Courtney. Okay, great. So Patricia, what are you thinking about as the mentor today? What do you want to be focused on?
What are you thinking about? I'm sorry, I'm smiling internally because we're flying out to Europe this afternoon. So I'm like, oh, I'm thinking about vacation, but no, later. Much, much later. I'm fully, fully focused and fully here now. So what I'm thinking about is really to that conversation that we've talked about, making sure that there's the conversation between the mentor and the coach. And also I'm thinking about still being able, like we were able to observe in our previous sessions, that when we provide that balance of examples and development areas, development areas and acknowledgement, that we can provide that with concrete examples for the coach. And also something that I'd like to focus on and work on is to make it safe for our coach. I remember when she had mentioned some past experiences, and I would want to make sure that she feels safe and she feels okay about that mentoring session.
Okay, perfect. Very good. All right. All right. So Patricia, you're going to spend a few minutes teeing it up with Helen and asking her, of course, what she wants to focus on. She'll have 20 minutes for the coaching session, and then you have about 10 minutes to mentor Helen, and then you and I will work together for a few minutes. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and everybody else, we're going to turn off our videos and audios.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hi, Helen. How are you?
I'm good, Patricia. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How do you feel right now?
Well, honestly, I'm kind of nervous, but one thing that stuck with me that Sherry said is, you know, who you are is how you coach. So I'm trying to ground myself in who I am, and that is enough.
That is enough. No, absolutely. That sounds wonderful, Helen. In the 20 minutes that you're going to be coaching with your client, Courtney, what would you like me to listen for?
Yeah, so I think I'm working on the agenda, getting the agenda much clearer. I really have an intention to be present and to listen. And I have a tendency when I'm nervous to stack questions. Mm-hmm. So I want to really focus on thoughtful and powerful questions versus long-winded kind of, you know, so agenda, presence, listening, powerful questions.
Great. Agenda, presence, listening, powerful questions. When you say agenda, you mean that core competency 3, right? Of that session agreement. Is that
yes,
correct?
The session agreement. Yeah.
Great. Wonderful. Okay. Very good. Anything else that I need to know for our time together?
No, I think that's just about it. I'm going to set my timer for 20 minutes once you give me the go. And then I really look forward to your feedback. One of the things that I noticed as a mentor coach last week was what a wonderful, safe environment it was. And it felt like a really lovely learning environment. And so you don't need to worry about me. I'm totally open to the feedback.
That's great. Thank you, Helen. Thank you. So off you go then. Enjoy your coaching session and I'll see you in 20 minutes.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you. Hello, Courtney.
Hi there, Helen.
Hi. Welcome to the coaching session.
Thank you.
Where would you like to focus your our time today?
So I want to talk about... I kind of have this difficulty sometimes between whether or not I'm moving fully into coaching versus kind of maybe leaving the door open for consulting. And I'm going to be in London next week, and I'm going to be meeting with many people who know me as a consultant and will be asking me about, you know, what are my plans? What am I planning to do? And one person in particular, I know, kind of wants me to come back into consulting. And I feel like I need to think about, you know, do I want to leave that door open when I speak to this person? Do I want to firmly plant my feet in the coaching world? Because that could open up a lot of opportunities as well. So I kind of want to play with that an identity doubt that I have for those conversations that I'll be having.
Yeah. So ideally, what would you want to walk away with today? I'm hearing consulting, coaching, either or both. And I love the identity, this identity piece you mentioned.
Yeah, I think what would be good is if I could decide for that meeting with that, he's essentially my mentor before, if I could decide how I want to describe what I want. I mean, this might be the broader question of what do I want? Do I want to go between consulting and coaching? But I think for this, I'd just like to decide how I want to show up for that conversation, how I want to respond to that question he will pose to me.
What would be meaningful about the clarity of how you want to show up for that conversation for you?
Yeah. Because if I, you know, say I'm a coach and here's what I do and here's how we can work together, I think it will open up a lot of doors in that way. Also, if I indicate that I'm still open to consulting, it will open up doors in that way. So this is very meaningful to my career. It's also meaningful in my relationship with this person to, get him up to date with, you know, what my capabilities and my skills are now. So there's a lot of opportunity, but it feels like it's the fork in the road. So if I could figure this out, I think I would be able to not come across as indecisive to him and actually be able to have the success swing in one direction or the other.
I like the idea of that, the swing, right, in one direction or the other. Okay, so how will you know by the time we've finished our 20 minutes together, how will you know that we've spent our time well? What would success look like?
I think I would be able to say what it is that I want his help with. So I would be able to articulate, you know, I would appreciate your help in this way. Whereas right now, I'm not really sure how to answer that question or how to see what I really could use from him.
Yes. So that is a great question. I'd love to ask that back to you. So yeah. What would you, what help do you want from this person?
So I want his mentorship and ideas about what my future could look like and maybe continuing to work together in some way, shape, or form. I think my hesitancy is, if I don't answer consulting to him, he might not be as thrilled with that answer. So I don't want to disappoint him either. So I want to strike that balance between, you know, respecting him and allowing us to have that conversation about my career, but also maintain it as a mutual relationship. Because either way, I think I can add a lot of value to him. I just don't know if I can say that by telling him I want to be a coach full time.
When you hold this coach consultant, where do you see yourself?
I think it would be great if I could be a full-time coach, but I want to play at a level that consultants do, meaning I want to be able to play at that Fortune 100 level. Mm-hmm. And that's not really something I've been able to completely figure out so far. So I've kind of been staying as a consultant and then trying to figure out what happens with my coaching career.
So it feels like an either or for right now. What's possible to make it an and?
So it's actually an and right now. Like, I am kind of doing both, but in this conversation with him, if I say I'm doing both, he will only hear, he will likely only hear consultant, and he won't, I guess I would have to let go of the fact that he might be able to help me go down the coach path. Does that make sense? So coach and consultant for me right now is what I've been doing, but with him, he will only be able to probably help me with one. Otherwise, I think it will be too unclear of an ask, too unspecific.
Yeah.
And kind of make me look a little unsure with how I want to come across to him. Like, oh, I think I want to be a coach, but I wouldn't mind doing some consulting. So we can talk about the consulting opportunities that you see. I don't think that would be the right look.
What do you really want?
I want to be a coach at a very, you know, senior level, in terms of the projects that I'm working on, the people that I'm working with, and not need to be a consultant and do coaching on the side. I would really like to be able to be a coach at that level, and to be seen at that level, and to be introduced at that level.
So what is at risk for you if you have this conversation entirely a coach at that level?
Yeah. So what would be at risk is, If I tell him that, it's possible that he maybe doesn't really come through in terms of introduction. Like, I guess I worry about my reputation with him at that point. I wonder whether he will still find me credible if I say I'm focusing on coaching and here's why. I do think I risk the relationship a bit, because I don't know if he entirely wants to support me, or if he wants me to maybe come back and work with him again and kind of help him as a consultant. So I feel like the relationship is at risk. And also what feels at risk is if I say to him that I want to be a coach and I'm not doing consulting anymore, I kind of close that door. So like, if coaching doesn't work out, because it hasn't quite gotten me at that level yet, I won't be able to just say, hey, like, I do want to come back now and I want to work with you. You know, I feel like I'm kind of closing the door to being able to go back into consulting.
So when you think, that's a great metaphor, closing the door, what would you, if you were to step back in that metaphor and say, what do you want to do with the door? If you talk about coaching, you're anticipating that door might close.
Yeah.
What else? What else might be possible?
Um, I mean, I feel like I want the door to be closed, but I kind of want there to be like a little crack in the door where like I've closed it. I'm not going back to it, but it's always possible for me to jump right back into it. And there wouldn't be a problem to do it. So I think ideally I don't want to fully close it, but keep it slightly open.
Mm. So when you think about the door being slightly open and this conversation you're going to have with this important mentor and this intention around maintaining the relationship, what comes to you?
Can you say that again?
When you think about the intention to keep the door a little cracked,
mm-hmm.
and the importance of this relationship.
Yeah.
And the conversation that's coming, what are you aware of now?
So he thinks the door is open,
mm-hmm.
completely. And I need to change that perception, but I want to do it in a way that I truly keep the door slightly open,
mm-hmm.
rather than close it in his mind. So I guess this is really about shifting his perception, because he sees it. If you were to ask him, he would probably say that I've been playing around with coaching, but I'm going to come back to consulting now. Like I've gone like on a sabbatical and now I'm going to come back. So, that is going to shift the relationship as I shift that perception for him.
Mm. So what clarity do you want to bring to him?
I would ideally like him to see this not as a, maybe not a departure from how we work together and not closing the door between us working together, but more of a, of an evolution, because I do think that he and I could be partners in terms of we would work with the same types of leaders. So I don't want him to see this as me going into an entry-level role in coaching where, you know, he's not really going to see me as a peer. I would want him to see me as someone who, you know, the same person that he trusts in consulting, you now can trust me as a partner for your clients on leadership issues. And we can still help each other. I'm just not going to be working for you, yeah. driving your projects.
So it's interesting. I don't know if you noticed, but as you're talking now, your energy is shifting up. And I'm curious, what's coming to you in terms of how you're thinking about this approach to this meeting?
That this meeting is probably more of a like relationship reset. Like he really was very senior to me. I'm not as senior as him now, but I do think that this is more about him seeing me in a new light and seeing me as a trusted, I hesitate to say trusted advisor. But I do want him to see me as a trusted resource for his clients versus a trusted employee.
Right. How,
I'm just writing that down because I think part of my stress over this is that's a really big perception shift. That I'm not quite sure would be possible, but it's not going to be possible to even achieve that if I'm waffling on consulting and coaching. Like he's only likely to shift that if I come in strongly around.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I do as a coach. I leverage everything that you know I do really well, but now I do a lot of things that you don't know that I do. And I do those really well too. So now you should, think about how we can work together.
Yeah. So in your relationship, how do you know, what do you know about your relationship in terms of bringing that clarity to him?
He's not going to respond to any sign of doubt at all. So he's a very powerful style, and he would, my communication would need to be very clear and very confident. Mm-hmm. The last conversation I had with him, I was unsure, and I let that come out. So I would have to match his communication style here. Mm. And I would probably need to look at this as a, you know, influencing conversation. Like, I would also need to spell out what I need from him, as well as like, here's what I can bring to you, like a true partnership agreement in a way is something that I would want to verbally say to him, which, you know, it's effectively like renegotiating our relationship and our terms.
Right. So it almost, the question that's popping in my mind is, who do you want to be in this conversation?
Mm-hmm. I need to be certain.
Mm-hmm.
And professional and direct.
Mm. Wonderful.
But also, I think relational in mm-hmm. how we, so that showing up that partnership
mm-hmm.
can be really important too.
Mm. So how do you feel that we're doing towards the outcome you wanted when you came in, which was clarity around having this conversation?
That I'm not nervous about what perception I'm not nervous about whether I want to be a coach or a consultant. I'm nervous about shifting his perception to see me as a trusted resource, that like it's just easier for me to let him respect me as an employee versus respecting me as a partner.
Mm.
So it was interesting that I had already made that decision.
So it feels clearer to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, like that decision, I think that's 100% clear. Like, I have to show up as a coach to him.
Right. So then if you are totally decided about your identity going in, because you mentioned identity at the beginning, and you show up certain, professional, direct, while relational, what do you think the outcome is going to be?
I think the outcome for our conversation would be that we have some preliminary way of working together. Like, maybe we talk about, you know, here's somewhere where we can work together, or here's a client where we can show up together, like some identification around a common business goal.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up our session today, how did we do on your agenda today?
More than what I thought I would come in with. I think I have a lot of ideas now around how to shift his perception and how to create the right partnership. I mean, I still feel fairly nervous about this objective, but it's only going to be possible to do this if I show up and put intention and thought into, you know, what's the best way to establish this new relationship. Like, I just hadn't seen it as establishing a new relationship. I had seen it as, you know, me meeting kind of what he wants me to do.
Mm, wonderful. And I love that, the metaphor of the evolution versus the door shutting and open, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So how would you like to close the session?
Um, I don't know, actually. I think I just am kind of surprised that I, thanks for reminding me of that metaphor, is I do feel like I have two doors open, and it does feel like it's time to at least shut the consulting door just enough. Like, I can always go back, but I think it's just creating too much like energy flow. And I don't think I'm able to, I think I'm just putting myself in like a whirlwind tunnel versus just, let's just close that door. So we don't put more focus and energy there, and we just allow one door to be open fully.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for showing up so fully for coaching today. And I'm excited to hear what happens with this conversation.
Yeah. Thanks, Helen. I'm feeling better about it.
Oh, great. Really great. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. That was a great session, Helen. That was such a wonderful, pleasurable moment to kind of observe you in these 20 minutes that you were coaching your client. How do you feel right now after this coaching session?
I was very nervous, and 20 minutes is not long, and I love metaphor coaching. So there were some things, some gems there that I really wanted to dive into, but didn't really feel like I had the time. So but I stayed in the moment. So I'm not really recalling too much in terms of what I did or didn't do. So
where would you like us to start? Maybe you've mentioned the agenda, right? You said mm-hmm. some of your points, the first one being the agenda. How do you think you did on setting that session agreement?
Well, I think that I always think I can do better, but I think that it felt very big, because it almost felt like an identity piece versus just the conversation. But I like that we got down to the conversation. And so it was really around, how is she going to have this conversation? Yeah, I would love any feedback on the agenda, because I find it I'm trying to make it more conversational versus transactional.
Yes, you did very well, Helen. You did really well on that. You were able to really unfold that agenda in a very natural way, really co-creating and partnering with your clients there. I'm hearing this and I'm hearing that. So giving the kind of a client the choice where she wanted to go, also being curious about it somehow, you know, I'm curious, I'm hearing this, which feeds a little bit into that, you know, that coaching mindset that was really showing up throughout that session. So really nicely done here. You've kind of explored the why with the client, you know, the kind of the meaning, how meaningful that was. And also you've kind of worked on the indicators, you know, how will we know that we've achieved what you're looking to achieve here as a client? There was just this one little moment, and it's only because you've kind of mentioned it as something that you wanted to work on, because truly that was a fantastic session. You've said, you know, stacking questions. At that one moment of indicators, but purely this one, there was this moment where you did say, you know, yes, how will we know that we have achieved? And then you enrolled, and then straight after that, what success looks like. So I kind of had a little internal smile, because it does not impact in any way how you were able to very concretely do this core competency of agenda. But I just thought I kind of mentioned that to you.
It was, and it's almost like you want to give yourself a little buzzer and go, can I have a redo on that?
Absolutely. And we do sometimes like, let me go back and do this again. But not truly from that competency perspective of agenda, you really unfolded in a way that the client was able to commit to what she wanted to commit to. What else? Your next one, you wanted to have that kind of presence. Tell me about that.
Yes, I wanted to be present, and I wanted to make sure I was really listening deeply.
So what are your thoughts on this? How did you experience
that? I feel that I was very present. I got a little confused at times when I was thinking. I felt like I was I think I could have clarified faster about the and or with the coaching, because I felt there was this shift backwards and forwards, but she clarified it for me. No, actually, I am doing Anne now, but what I really want to do is the coaching. And so I think I could have picked that up sooner. I think Courtney was really beautiful to coach because she was working alongside me. She was, her cogs were turning at the same, you know, when you're coaching a coach, it's so much faster. They're like, oh yeah, here's where I want to be. And I sort of wanted to coach the person, but I feel like we were coaching the thing. So then I tried to come back to who do you want to be in this? Because it was the thing that we came into, but the thing that really stuck in my head was identity, right at the front end of the session.
That's a lot of self-awareness, Helen, in the way that you kind of presenting this great presence in terms of maintaining that presence. And it's true that we could see that both of you were partnering in that kind of thinking, right? What was happening both in your heads in terms of that process that you just kind of touched on. So really, really good job here. You know, you were truly in the here and now with the client. You matched the client's energy as well. You worked with the client's energy when the client's energy was on the higher as well aspect. So really, really, you made that space for the client to kind of reflect. You were co-creating and partnering and thinking together. So that was really, really nicely done. And I saw that you took it back to the who of the client with some powerful questions, right? You were looking to ask those powerful questions, which I was able to see a lot of, you know, what help do you want from this person? And then you took it back to the client. When you hold this coach consultant, where do you see yourself, right? This is exactly what you said. What do you really want? You even very safely, you know, from a kind of cultivating trust and safety, you very safely challenged the kind of a client constructively, or at least had a thought about what are the risks attached to that. And you did that in a way with that container of yours as a coach that was really truly operated in a graceful and safe way for the client. So really well done. Really well done on this. So maintaining presence, active listening, you picked up on the client's words, you play with that door, open door, closed door, metaphors, which you enjoy. And the client picked up on that at the very end again. I said, you know, I really want to close that door and be that coach. So I felt that was absolutely, absolutely fantastic. What else comes to your mind towards kind of the end of what happened, the end of that session?
No, I mean, I think, you know, in a shorter time, I had my phone here and I was like, okay, I need to do the wrap-up questions now. And I think that can be a little distracting. So I was hoping I wasn't too bumpy at the end there, but really wanting to see where we were on the agenda. We didn't do a check-in in the middle, but was she getting what she needed? And then how would she like to close it? So trying to sort of land that last marker.
Yes. Yes, no, absolutely. And you did, right? You did in terms of back to the metaphor and back to the, you know, identity, which you covered at the very beginning of the session, you know, this door open and close and the two different roles and that balance, right? That also you are showing in your body language on behalf of the client. So again, really, really good there. What else comes to mind here is a lot of powerful questions around clarity, but back to that last core competency, the learnings as well that the clients, you know, got from that coaching conversations, which you introduced very gracefully in that session. So truly, that was fantastic. The one thing to your point, I think, Helen, to what you said, and you say, I like to work with metaphors, and I felt like I didn't have enough space and enough time to metaphors. The one little thing that I kind of sensed myself was also this notion of time and this notion of clock. I saw that sometimes your eye was traveling a little bit, probably checking on the clock or looking there, which did not impact the presence at all. You were, again, fully present and fully there. But I had a little sense that you wanted to make sure that you were staying within a certain time frame. That was just a feeling, that experience, what I was observing. How does that resonate with you?
Oh, yes, for sure. And I had my phone up here with the with the time, and then it kept going blank. And I was like, ugh, I probably should have had some sort of timer, some up on my screen, and then it wouldn't have been so obvious. But yeah, I did definitely feel the time pressure. And I was trying to not rush the questions and to leave enough space. So yes, it definitely felt funky, you know, trying to in a short, because what I really would have loved to have said is say more about identity, but I feel that that would have been the big overarching thing and not what she asked to do, which is the specifically around this conversation.
Yes, no, very good, very good. Excellent, excellent point. So now that we're coming at the end of our time, Helen, what is next for you in your coaching practice?
I still want to keep working on the agenda. It still feels clunky to me. I love the ending questions much more. And I think it's about trusting that things are going to unwind within the time, like not feeling so constrained, I think, is the thing I'd want to work on next time.
Very good. Very good. Anything else?
Thank you. No, thank you.
That was truly fantastic, Helen. Really, really good coaching session. Well done.
Thank you.
I think we've had our 10 minutes. Yes, about the 10 minutes.
Okay. Nice job, Patricia. What great mentoring.
Thank you.
Really well done. Yeah, beautiful job. I'm going to ask you the same question you asked Helen. How do you feel?
I feel good. You know, I feel good in the sense that it was truly a very good coaching sessions. I mean, there was very little for me as a mentor, I felt, to kind of bring, except acknowledging all the different points that she wanted to work on, which she did throughout the session, right? So it was the only two little tiny little things that I picked up was, you know, like maybe one or two little stacking and that sense of a little kind of rush where sometimes, you know, the silences or the pause could have been a little longer, but truly that did not impact in any way. So I think it was more about kind of reconfirming that she's got it. I mean, the client has it, she's doing it.
Yes, exactly. And I think you did great with your acknowledgements, you know, really pointing out what you saw. You know, and you had said you wanted to give some specific examples, and you definitely did that, Patricia. You gave some great examples for her presence, you know, specific examples that you could point to. And you're right, you know, sometimes a coach is so good that there's very little what we might call the growth opportunities, right? You did find a couple, you had a great conversation with her. She had mentioned the stacking questions. And so you noticed that one little place where she did that in the agreement. And so you pointed that out. So, yeah, you know, what I really noticed that I thought you did so well also, it was very conversational and such a safe space, I think, which is something you wanted also. But what I noticed that you did was you took each of the points that she wanted to look at, and before you gave a comment, you asked her how it was for her. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a great style to do that. You know, you said, how did you do on setting the agreement, or how do you think you did on set? And then she told you about that. And then she said, I'd love any feedback. So you gave her some feedback, mm-hmm. Really pointing out her natural way of doing it, the partnering, how she explored the meaning, indicators. You know, you really went through it so well and gave her that feedback, and then that little piece about the stacking question. And then you asked, you know, you wanted to be present, listen deeply, she said, and you said, what are your thoughts, right? Yeah, so you did that. And then you had those examples, specific examples of her presence, which again, I thought was so well done. yeah, let's see. The one little notice about the metaphor. And then, yeah, her presence maybe wavering just a touch to look at the clock I mean, that was fine to mention that, I thought. Yeah. But the other thing you did was you mentioned, but that this did not impact, really impact your session. So you made sure to do that. I liked your, I really, oh, and then you asked her, how does that resonate with you? Yeah, well done. I loved your ask your question at the end, what is next for you in your practice? That's a great way to end, mm-hmm. I think. Yeah, what do you think about that question?
I do like that question, because this is taking us back to the growth mindset that we have as coaches, right?
Yeah.
The idea that it's ongoing learning for all of us. And what she came up with was really quite kind of detailed and clear what she wanted to do next. So I do hope that it is a helpful question for the coach. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It seemed to be. I think she got a lot out of that question. We'll check with her in a minute, but yeah. Yeah. So overall, I think you, again, very conversational, engaging, having that dialogue with your mentee, asking her what she thinks, really engaging her so well. And that's what we want to be doing as mentors, is having that conversation. And you did, you kept it right to the time and you focused on the things she wanted to focus on. Yeah. And the other thing is, as you said, you know, there really wasn't much else to offer. If there had been, I know you would have. So yeah. Yeah. So what's next for you in your mentoring?
What's next for me in my mentoring? I think what's next for me in my mentoring, that is a good question. Yes. I think it's to kind of keep on practicing it, and then make sure that if when I do come across a coach that might need a little bit more feedback in terms of areas of development, that I still find that balance, that we do stay in the conversation, and that I don't start to unload like a lot of you know, this is what I picked up, that I still find that balance. It was easy with this coach, with Helen, because there were so many good points to kind of really kind of reconfirm and reframe. But yeah. I think for someone who's maybe new to coaching and there's a little bit more of work to do in development areas, to still find that right balance and not to go like, oh, by the way, this is the bird. So I think that's what I need to keep in mind and work myself on as okay. a coach, as a mentor.
Perfect. Thank you. Thanks so much. Yeah. All right. Anything else you want to say to be complete with our time?
I'm good. Thank you very much, Sarah, for that feedback.
Thank you, Patricia. Really well done. Beautiful work. So let's bring Helen in for a moment. Helen, what's your feedback for your mentor?
Oh, my gosh. It was really lovely. Patricia, you really got me thinking about what I was doing, and so that you could then hear from me and then give feedback back. And I thought the points that you gave me were really brilliant. I felt very safe. I felt very held, and I so appreciate it. You've just shifted my whole belief on feedback.
Thank you, Helen.
Great. Thank you, Helen. Yeah, and thank you for great coaching. Nice, nice work. All right, let's bring everybody else back and see if our observers have any comments. Yeah, anything you noticed, Martha or Rainbow, about the, or anything you wanted to share also, Courtney, about the mentoring?
Yeah, I remember Patricia mentioned in the beginning, she wants to have a safe environment or engaging or inspire engagement for the coach. Yes, she did. It is exactly. So I also learned how to become conversational with the coach. Mm. Yeah, very, very helpful. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, Patricia, I thought you just looked like a pro. There was this moment where I was like, is this Patricia's first time being a mentor? Because it just, you seemed so natural with it. And I like that there was early on laughter and conversation, and like when you would validate her and you would say, like, you did do that. I thought you had a really great way of mentoring. Mm. And I'm still in my head, Helen. So that's all I've picked up about the mentoring.
Thanks, Courtney. Yeah.
Beautifully said. Beautifully said. It was lovely to watch.
Yep.
Coaching was good too, I might add.
Yes, indeed. All right, good. All right, any final thoughts or comments before I let Jamie know we're ready to come back?
Well, I kind of wondered, Patricia, how did you do your notes?
I do like sharing. I like to do handwriting. So I work with a grid, with really the grid of kind of like 1 to 8. And then when Helen was kind of telling me, this is what I like to work on, this is how I kind of, you know, fill that grid. So I work with a very simple grid, and I also use colors. So then I use colors and I add things in terms of, you know, what she says, what was really a kind of applied and where I could hear those core competencies, and then some areas that, you know, she might have wished to kind of develop. So I was able to work that way.
Nice.
So quite traditional, quite old style.
All right, good. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, you'll will develop your own style, your own what works for you. Everybody has, I think, does it a little bit differently. So
I have one of these pens that, you know, you have when you're kids, right? Oh. And last week when I was doing the mentoring, I had a different color for each person speaking, so I could then, when I was going back over, I could see the questions, I could see things that stood out, and I could see the mentoring, and it really helped my old world pen.
That's great. That's a great idea. All right. Okay, I'm going to let Jamie know that we are ready whenever they are ready to bring us back.
Yeah. Patricia, safe travels.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. Looking forward to a little break with grandmamie in France.
One of my neighbors is, you're going to France? Okay, cool.
Yes, yes, yes. My family's from France. I'm spending 10 days in the French Alps.
Oh, wonderful. So nice.
But I'll see you next week. I'll be on the call.
Okay.
That's dedication.
That sounds lovely and wonderful. I need a trip somewhere. Courtney, is that the Golden Gate behind you? Is that where you live? I can't remember where you
live. No, I live in San Diego. This is just a nice virtual background that I think goes well with my face. So that's why I go. I mean, I do live in California, so.
Yes, right. That's what I thought. You were in California. I couldn't remember. Yeah.
San Diego is like living on a vacation, though. San Diego is beautiful.
Yes.
It is beautiful. But I'm really looking forward to being in London, actually. I love some seasons and rain and cold and chance to be cozy in a pub.
Well, how long will you be there?
Yeah, I'll be there for about a week, but I'm not quite as diligent as Patricia. I don't think I'll be able to make the mentoring session.
Okay.
Yeah.
We understand. Okay. You're not scheduled for any triads next week, are you? No, Courtney, I don't think.
No. I let you know about
that. Yeah, you let us know. Yeah. Okay, good. All righty. Jamie said they're almost ready.
Okay.
Okay, good.
There we go.
Here we go.